Trinary science. Trinary science is a specific type of science based on three logical state changes. To understand what state changes are, we need to first look at the math behind the state change. So I will call this trinary math. And it is based on a simple math equation, positive 1 plus negative 1 equals 0. We can write positive 1 as 1, but we cannot write it as 1 minus 1 equals 0, because this is calculus, and it is called a primer. And Sir Isaac Newton did not invent calculus. He said that he figured it out from a math equation found in the 3rd century Torah that did not have Christ inserted into it, and defines God as all light without darkness. This Torah, also known as the condensed version, called the Bible, and this is not religion, but Bible or Torah math. And this is all I have to say about either the Torah or the Bible. So if we follow the math of the Torah, it is talking about a linear function of positive 1 plus a negative 1 equals 0, which is better to view this linear equation as a graph using calculus, such that we have a linear function that sweeps out a specific type of waveform called a brainwave. The top is a two-dimensional view, the bottom is a three-dimensional view, proving this is a helix, also known as one strand of DNA, and Nikola Tesla called this alternating current, or AC frequency, proving the Torah is written in math. To understand trinary math, we must understand the Torah or Bible, because electricity makes light, and all light without darkness is how God is defined in the Bible. I cannot teach trinary science without referring to the Torah or Bible. I will only refer to the 3rd century Torah. Torah means canons, each the size of a Bible. The 3rd century Torah has 66 canons, and the 4th century has 42, removing all science from it and making it the book of sin. Proof is in Psalms 23, where people who are religious take the mark of the beast, known as sheep. But trinary science is not about the Torah, but about three passages in the Torah. The first is God is all light without darkness. This can be found in every Bible or Torah basically on the planet. I've never seen one that didn't define God this way. The second is I am God, and I and me is God, or I and meat. Flesh. 3. Sheep is the mark of the beast. And you know, some people just don't understand this. They say, oh, the mark of the beast is the number 6666. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that the people will just take the mark of the beast. They don't really tell who the beast is. I mean, who else is the beast? In Psalms 23, it says that the people that follow this book, right, the passages in the book, those are following a shepherd. Now, the only thing that ever follows a shepherd are sheep. Now, sheep is an animal, so that is a beast. And anybody that follows it is taking that mark of that beast. The Torah Bible said the Father is the positive one, and is matter, and is all three-dimensional, and why it is called Trinity. The Son is negative and antimatter. It is only semi-solid, because it is transitioning from the second to the first dimension. And zero is ground, also known as earth or Mother Nature, making the zero the Holy Ghost, since it is invisible because it has no dimension. And this is God, since it is all light, since God is all light without darkness, found inside every atom in the universe. And atoms are Trinity, since they have three types of atoms. First, we have the proton. Second, we have the neutron. And third, we have the electron. These are all atoms that we know of. Sir Isaac Newton hated the teaching of Trinity as a deity that does not physically exist, much like Jesus Christ did not exist in the 3rd century Torah, because Kepler found out Christ was inserted into the 4th century Torah to make only the love of money evil, and to make Jesus Barabbas out to be the bad man for being the leader of the militia that defeated the Roman Empire for their use of money and taxation. Since Tesla proved we are light beings, our souls are light. Electricity makes light, and in the Torah it said that Satan will buy and sell souls. So I changed the Trinity to trinary, since they both mean the same thing anyway. The science of the Torah is what Kepler, Newton, and Tesla use. So the teaching goes back to this canon about the zodiac. It defines numbers as having angles or degrees. Each character is called an angel, so the zero angel is God. This is the beginning, so God, or the light, keep in mind God means all light, all the light in the universe, whereas light is very specific, but inside every atom is light without darkness, so part of God is inside every atom and inside all life forms, so it is not possible to teach trinary science without teaching where this came from and explaining the Torah or Bible math code. Sir Isaac Newton said God is the force of gravity in all his equations, so he was saying that the light without darkness inside every atom is the force of gravity. If we want to know how much force God or the light has, we need to look at its mass of atoms and times them by their acceleration. But keep in mind, light is static, therefore has no acceleration. So we need to use differential equations to find the speed of dynamic objects based on the difference in speed from what is static, which is light or God, and what is dynamic, which is every atom in the universe. And God or light that is static is inside the atom, yet the light inside the atoms remains static, but its shell made of neutrinos and are dynamic, but only move in the zero dimension of space, so they do not burn up since the universe is moving at the speed of light, and that is what is causing gravity. Our galaxy and our suns do not have a way to accelerate in the universe. Instead, they are being dragged through space. Imagine a fishing pole and a fishing line. Hook the light and turn it on. It does not move. The light does not move. Yet, the line reels out at the speed of light, and it is dragging us with it. And why Kepler and Newton's math works? It is trinary math. F equals ma. Force is equal to the mass of the atom times its acceleration. And then that's how you change this formula around to get gravity. This is witchcraft and why Kepler, Newton, Franklin, and Tesla studied it. It means all words and spells have more than one meaning, but in math, only one meaning is right. To understand light or God, we must understand atoms. And the electron has light without darkness, as well as the darkness inside it. It is the only atom that has darkness in it. And to understand this darkness, we must take a prism and break out the white light from the sun into a rainbow of colors, and black through shades of gray to white are inputs to the prism and are not found in the rainbow, so they are not colors. So we say that color would be like black or white. Neither one of them are a color. Looking at this light table, we can imagine that all atoms have three logical state changes. We have visible, and if we look at the frequency of atoms, we know that this means how long we can see the inside of the atom called an electron. As such, looking at the graph, we see solid. This is matter. It is positive energy, whereas the semi-solid state is transitioning into the zero dimension, one dimension at a time. So when the 3D, it has all three dimensions. When positive, and loses a dimension and begins to transition into the zero dimension, where it is only open for so much time. Like a shutter on a camera, it is what creates color. All atoms only move in the zero dimension. This is a key point to remember. We view all objects as solid, but they are 99.999% empty space, and those atoms are toggling between state changes. And when in the zero dimension, the neutrinos can move when their spaces collapse. Otherwise, we would burn up since we are moving at the speed of light. And why, when we turn on the flashlight, its light has no acceleration yet appears to move. All atoms have a magnetic signature. I will try to illustrate this showing it has a negative south end and a positive north end, and energy always flows from negative to positive, or south to north. Every trinary atom has connector points where other atoms can connect to it. All of them have 137 connector points, but only specific points are active in each atom known in the periodic table of elements. Thus, all connections are electrical in nature. The trinary universe is based on trinary atoms, and they have larger counterparts called trinary engines. Although I did come up with the name, I did not discover them. A woman named Henrietta Swan Leavitt did, and why I give her full credit for the trinary universe. My only contribution was trinary math, explaining what she discovered, but she died young and did not finish her work, so I finished it for her. I want the world to know this. I have no idea if she would have discovered the math behind it. I saw it in an electric vortex based on 3, 6, and 9, and have no reason to believe she knew this connection. The Torah knew this, so I really did not invent the trinary math. Just like calculus, I only discovered in the Torah and give it full credit for the trinary universe. In fact, Trinity from the Torah is just trinary. The reason for the name change is due to logic. Henrietta Swan Leavitt made the most important discovery of our century, and the most important in my book, Principles of the Trinary Universe. She discovered that our galaxy does not use the same math as Kepler and Newton wrote. She worked for Edwin Hubble, who, like most people or of neurotypical intelligence or normal intelligence, meaning an IQ of less than 120 points above being retarded, believe in Albert Einstein's theory because they are not intelligent enough to understand that it only applied to an alternate universe and an alternate reality. It is clear in the theory that this is not our universe, since ours has light or God in it. But people with normal intelligence are not intelligent enough to figure out God is all light without darkness, and that physically exists inside of all atoms. And Einstein removed God or light from this universe, and as Henrietta pointed out, we have light in our universe, so Hubble was wrong, and she was right. Just like Einstein was talking about a different universe and cannot be compared to who only wrote about ours. Einstein never did. But history does not write it that way. In fact, history says Einstein is right and Newton is wrong, all because normal people are based on an IQ of 20 points above retarded. And that bar is being lowered every year, so normal is retarded, and why science and mainstream is science fiction. Henrietta noticed that the suns orbit around the galaxy at the same rate, meaning if we track any two suns, say the one in red or a circle on the top in frame one and the green square on the bottom, note that they are on the same track, as if like a record these are tracks. Over time we would notice this pattern, and only autistic people can find complex patterns, as it turns out, and why Henrietta could see this, but not Edwin. Henrietta said there are these dark stars, and they orbit around our system, making our world include Sirius, the binary star, making it a trinary star. There is one dark star for every system, but the number of companion dark stars decide the track. Our suns travel in a helix pattern, so we needed new math, so I devoted most of my life to writing this math function. It is called trinary galaxy math, and it creates a table that looks like this. It shows the track we're on, our frequency, how fast we're going. All of this gives us the data we need to figure out where we're at, even the mileage that we are traveling in a track around our galaxy. We can find these different measurements and find out what track a certain system is on, and then we can figure out if life can actually exist on. The Torah said we are on track 666, and Henrietta counted and found out that this is the truth. Trinary math proves how this linear function of frequency works and how the universe controls all movement using this math, which is based on a simple math function of a positive 1 plus a negative 1 is equal to 0 that is calculus from the Torah. So if you are normal, let me spell this out for you. On track 666666, we can prove this. Just count them. We have many images, not hard to prove. This is based on real empirical evidence. Images and distant. We know time is a reference to how many atoms can be recorded in units. As such, if an electron can orbit in a hydrogen atom in one unit of time, we can say that 1/37th of that time is one trinary. As such, we have a unit of time and a known distance based on its wavelength. As such, if we use its frequency, we can determine when it will change polarity, which in our case was over 3 million years ago before we went through the galactic disk. But that much time is hard for humans to keep track of, so they divided it into cycles of 212 years, or one Mayan calendar cycle, and 360 degrees, which means we go around one electronic loop, take a loop. Electrons travels in an orbit, so it's going positive to negative in one cycle. But this only means one cycle from positive to negative, and that is a lot of time. 12 times 212 years, in fact. But that only accounts for one cycle, and an iteration is based on one half duty cycle when the poles reverse. So there are around 1492 cycle in one iteration. So these are all numbers from the Torah. And in science, we take two sine waves, one positive and one negative, and stack them. And you see an eye, the all-seeing eye found on the back of a U.S. dollar bill that has the Athena owl sitting in the corner of the one, showing the other eye. Witchcraft. So follow with me. Each cycle is an eye, and the eye represents a 360-degree view of the universe. And we always know that the end of time will always come on a year that follows it by a margin of 42 years. For example, we know from the Torah that the year 2103, our Earth will have no magnetosphere. But as NASA has proven, draining the oil that creates our magnetosphere has altered that date and have calculated that at a rate of 5% a year, it will be gone by the year 2033. So let me do the math. If we take the year 2103 and minus 42, we get the year 2061. That is the end of time. That is one end, the maximum end. But the minimum end is 2161 minus 42 years, or 2019. And it is now 2021, so we are in the zone now. Pisces fish is a sine wave showing the end of time date in the Torah. It starts here in the Gregorian year of zero, or the year Jesus was born. But this date has nothing to do with that since it came from the Mayan calendar that has 212 years in one cycle. So in 2013, the year our North Magnetic Pole started to move and will make the United States the new South Pole by the year 2033, according to NASA, who said our magnetosphere is decaying at a rate of 5% a year and would be gone by 2033. So Newton calculated this to be the year 2061, so about 28 years difference, and due to the oil being removed, and those voids will cause a massive earthquake followed by sinkholes. So the fish shows when the end of time will be, but it is only an estimate. 2033 is within that range, so it is proof the Torah knew about this and why it talks about this subject more than all others. The zodiac table that was found in one of the canons proves this timeline. When our magnetosphere reverses, our magnetosphere will collapse its field, bending our atmosphere into deep space for over 6 minutes till its field has enough strength to hold it in, bending all our heat, creating an instant ice age that will last hundreds of years. Trinary science is about understanding trinary state changes in atoms and understanding science at this level and not basing it on theories never proven, but only facts, and these come from the Torah. Proving that is a book about alchemy, also known as chemistry, science, and math. Proving that the spell trinary is the same word as trinity, since it logically means three. Proving this is God in the Torah, and the Torah is the truth about our universe. And my cousin Isaac Newton did not invent calculus any more than I invented trinary math. We both only learned how to read and understand witchcraft and nothing more. And why the church hunted down and murdered all witches and wizards throughout time. And why I am the light wizard in the flesh, where flesh is just short for meat and me is just short for meat. So it is me and the me, Jeffrey Scott Flesher, and flesh is my legal name. So that is the way I sign it. So I will be back in the flesh to teach you about trinary science, or the science of God, according to the Torah, that all wizards know are recorded in the Torah as math, which is a language called witchcraft. But this is real science, but not mainstream science fiction. So it needed a new name, and Trinity was associated with the teaching of a deity, God, and Christ that do not physically exist. So I called it trinary science to remove all religion, but keep the teaching of the Torah, since God is all light without darkness. And do not make into this God anything which this God is not. And since that is only light, and darkness is the color we see in the atoms known as electrons, and only due to its frequency. So God is just short for all light without darkness, since that is a long sentence. But this also implies God is every atom in the universe and not just one, which is all we are, or I am, I and me, or meat, meaning flesh, and this is my legal name and why Jesus said he would come back in or as the flesh. I just throw that part in since it is a fact in the Torah, and my 100th birthday will be 14 January 2061, the day Sir Isaac Newton calculated this in the year 666, or 666 again. So facts are more entertaining than lies, and what trinary science is based on, only what anyone can prove is the truth. So start with the Torah or Bible. If God is all light without darkness, and that is what trinary is, three logical state changes we can see under an electron microscope as solid, semi-solid, and invisible state changes. So this is all based on empirical evidence and not theory. Trinary science is only what can be proven to be the truth about the trinary universe.